So on the campaign trail, President Obama said Donald Trump was not qualified to be America's president. Donald Trump led the birther movement, accusing Obama of not even being American. But today they met at the White House. Here's what Trump said afterwards, sitting next to President Obama in the Oval Office.
I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you.
Well, joining us now, NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, where to start? First with maybe how long this meeting was.
Well, Donald Trump said that the meeting was scheduled to only run about 10 or 15 minutes, kind of a just get acquainted session. But it ran about 90 minutes, and it was, according to both participants, a substantive conversation. Donald Trump also said this was the first time these two men had ever actually met. Hmm. They've been talking about each other for years, as you mentioned. They've been saying some nasty things on the campaign trail about one another. Not only did President Obama say that Trump was unfit to be commander-in-chief, but Donald Trump called Barack Obama one of the worst presidents in American history. So they were quite hostile in their exchanges during the campaign, but very much making nice today. And President Obama once again said his top priority for the next couple of months is to ensure a smooth transition to the incoming President Trump. He again said that he's rooting for Trump to be successful, because if he's successful, that means the country will be successful.
Well, we noted, too, when he said they hadn't met, and yet they have seen each other across a crowded dining room. We remember the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner when President Obama was speaking, Trump was in the audience, and Obama mocked Trump for leading the birther movement, you know, pressuring Obama into releasing his birth certificate to prove he was born in Hawaii in the U.S. Let's remember.
No one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
And you cut to a shot of Donald Trump. He was not laughing. And, you know, Scott, people are saying that's when the seed was planted. That's when Trump was fired up to run for president. And now he's sitting next to the president.
That's right. And President Obama has said throughout this campaign, Donald Trump's campaign, that he did not imagine that the American people were going to put Donald Trump in the Oval Office. But the American people did. And now these two men are talking about how to hand off the power of the office of the president.
You could not script this. Well, so baby steps. But how do you think, you know, from looking at how their body language was maybe, or how do you think it's going?
Well, it's in the interests of both of these men to make this a smooth transition. Not only was Donald Trump there meeting with President Obama, but Melania Trump came to the White House today, and Michelle Obama showed her around the residence. President Obama said that the Obamas want to make the Trumps feel welcome in what will be their home for the next 4 years. All of this is customary. This is not out of the ordinary for an outgoing president to offer this kind of counsel to an incoming president, even a president of the opposite party. And it's not uncommon after two terms to switch parties. But certainly the vitriol between these two men has been extraordinary. And so this now beginning of that peaceful transfer of power is extraordinary.
Well, and it seems, with a minute to go here, it seems even more important, as some Americans are taking to the street to protest the presidency, to ensure that it is a peaceful passing of power.
This is a two-minute warning for the president.
That's right. And forgive me, I'm speaking to you from the White House booth here.
It's so exciting. You got to go because something's happening in 2 minutes. We just wrap it up, Scott. In a couple seconds, we'll let you go.
Donald Trump also said today that he thinks of President Obama as a very good man, which is a change in tone for him as well.
Yeah. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, there at the White House being told to do something. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.